Welcome into the Take the Shot podcast. And guess what, Nick?
What's up? This is
March.
Yes, it fucking is.
March Madness is here, one of the best times of the year. And today we are going to fill out our brackets. And we're going to have a punishment later determined for the loser of both of us. I don't know. Do you have any ideas of what the bet can be?
Did not know that we're doing this. So
well, we gotta
figure that out.
You know, it's no
but
fun.
Before
if you
we
don't
get
do
into
it.
That, I just want to say, congratulations to the UNL Mavericks. We fucking made it to March Madness. First time.
Hell yeah.
First time we made it since we were eligible, like in 2016.
You know what? There's probably like 10 podcasts in this world that feature totally UNO grads, and we're probably one of them. Okay, so fuck
it
yeah.
Might be less.
Go Mavs! And also, before we start. I like the UNC Tar Heels. I really do.
I was going to touch on that as well.
Bro. That is the biggest bullshit I've ever seen in my life. They should be nowhere near the tournament.
Bro, it ain't March without UNC.
Oh my god. Watch them get bounced the first round. But,
well, we still
let's
play.
Just
we
dive.
Playing game.
Yeah, let's just dive right in. I guess we'll start with the four playing games. Hypothetically, these games matter to your bracket, even though no one thinks they do. But this year, I'm planning to get the first perfect bracket ever, so I'm going to nail these picks, and then we're going to move on to the 64.
Yeah, we can just go down the bracket and see where
okay,
we go.
Okay, Nick's pulling an audible.
Yeah, well...
Nick, what region...
You got a bracket in front of you?
No, I don't have the bracket in front of me. I wish I had one, but I don't.
All right, nah, I got this. All right, so let's start with Auburn.
Wait, which region is this?
Oh, this is the South region.
The South region. Is Auburn the number one overall seed? I didn't really see the...
Yeah, Auburn's number one. Oh, if they're... I believe so.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. So who's Auburn playing?
They're playing the winner of Alabama State or St. Francis, PA. So I figure we won't do like the playing games since those technically don't
Oh,
matter.
We're doing the playing games. We're trying to get a perfect bracket. Take your pick.
Okay, fine. I'll take Alabama State.
I'm taking St. Francis just to be different.
I was going to say, like, literally the playing games. You can still, like, fill out your bracket, like, after those. Like, while those are still going on.
Hey, listen, maybe the 16 seeds don't matter, but there is some 10. Isn't there, like, an 11-11 matchup? Actually, that's kind of no one teams.
That's the UNC-San Diego State matchup.
Yeah, okay, we'll get to that soon. But they play Auburn in the first round, right? Whoever wins that first game?
Correct.
I think that we are both in agreement here. There will be not a UCMB for this game, so
yeah,
or Fairleigh Dickinson.
Not Virginia.
No, they're not. They also play – they've been one of the best, most consistent teams all year. Obviously, most number one teams are. But I think Auburn wins in a route.
Yeah, I'd say that one's probably pretty safe. The next one, actually, it's pretty close to us. We got Louisville versus Creighton. Shout out Chucky.
Who's your pick?
You know what? I'm going to take Chucky.
I'm going to be on the opposite round of this one. I think Creighton at least gets a game because they do know how to shoot the three, and I don't think the ACC is very good this year. I think the Big East was better, even though they're not very good either. But Creighton's been battle-tested. The only thing that gets in the way of them is their depth because Fedor did go down yesterday in the Big East championship game. They also got exposed as frauds once again because they've been to like five of these things, and they lose every single time. At some point, they got to get over the hump. Maybe the key is Cockburner going away, but he's making one last run with the guys, and I think Creighton wins this one.
Did they make it to the Elite Eight last year? So they kind of got over the hump a little bit.
I'm talking in the Big East tournament.
Oh, Big East tournament. Oh, yeah.
At some point, you got to win, and last year was probably their best team, I think. I don't think this team is as good just because they have dealt with a lot of injuries, and yeah, but I think Creighton gets at least this one.
Yeah. Definitely don't think that one's as good, but... Or this team is as good as last year's team, but I'll still go with Creighton. Next, we got Michigan, UC.
Wait. Did you go with Chucky or did you go with Creighton?
I went with Chucky.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Chucky Louisville.
Okay.
All right, so Michigan, UC, San Diego. Who are you taking?
Can you give me the seed numbers?
5 and 12.
See, 12 and 5 is typically a big upset matchup. I don't know anything about whatever team Nick said is playing Michigan.
UC, San Diego.
I wish I knew if they had a big guy, because Michigan has big guys. I just they're not good. I've watched a lot of Big Ten basketball because I'm a big Nebraska ball fan, sadly. Bunch of frauds they are.
Oh,
but I'm not going to go on that rant. I already did that rant. We're not doing reruns. I'm gonna take Michigan here because I don't know if they have a big guy that can match up with that big tall fuck from FAU that transferred in, and that other dude who is, I don't think, very good at all. But I'm taking Michigan. The only thing I will say about Michigan is they turn the ball over a lot. So if UC San Diego puts pressure on them, it could be a challenge, but I'm taking Michigan.
Yeah, I will also take Michigan for much of those reasons as well. Probably a little bit more analysis than I could have provided, but Michigan, they got some pretty good big guys, so I'll take Michigan. All right, next up, 4-13, Texas A&M and Yale.
You know what? Fuck you, Trev Alberts. I'm taking Yale. I know nothing about Yale except they're probably all smart. Actually, they're the basketball team. They may not be that smart. But yeah. Yale's winning. They've done some upsets before. I think they upset Baylor one year, which, wait and see. But I'm taking Yale.
Well, I was going to take Yale, but I guess just to be different, I'll just take Texas A&M.
Now, what's your reasoning in that?
They are a good team. And
okay. This is the type of college basketball analysis you get from Alec and Nick on the Take the Shot pod.
Come on, they're playing in the Ivy League Conference. Who the fuck are they playing? They're playing like fucking like lawyers, accountants, doctors. Like,
bruh. Hey, maybe they have this year's Jack Golke on their team. Shout out you.
All right, so let's go down. All right, so I guess now we got another playing game. We got SDSU and UNC. You already know I'm taking UNC for the playing game.
Now, here's the thing about SDSU. They always have the teams that you hate watching because they just defend the shit out of the ball, and UNC can't play offense. They just can't.
We can play offense. We just can't rebound.
Well, I think SDSU can.
Our shooting's very iffy.
You know what? At some point, I'm a UNC fan at heart. It's kind of dwindling by the day, but I'm taking SDSU.
Yeah, so, all right, so between SDSU and Ole Miss, who are you taking? I'm taking UNC over Ole Miss.
I'm going to take, you know what, actually, Ole Miss or Chris Beard teams always play the same type of style that SDSU play. They play that ugly-ass basketball where they just suffocate the shit out of you and don't score that many points.
Dumb question. Is Chris Beard at Ole Miss now?
Yeah, yes, that's okay. Why I said that.
All right, perfect.
but I'm taking Ole Miss to advance on that one.
All right. Now we got number 3 versus number 14, Iowa State and Lipscomb. I'm taking Iowa State. They're a pretty good team from what I've seen.
Shout out to you, Alec Earlbeck. I'm taking Lipscomb. I know nothing about Lipscomb. I'm not going to act like I do. I know Fred Hoiberg's not there, but Iowa State's getting upset this year.
All right, next 7-10 Marquette, New Mexico. I'm going with Marquette. I think Cam Jones, he's a proven guard. Definitely trying to make his he's definitely trying out for the league right now as a older like point guard, two guard, three, whatever the fuck they're making play.
Cam Jones is that type of guard that can get really, really hot, I think, and you know. It's one of those deep turning runs that he can get really hot, but the rest of the team is kind of mid. I've seen him play a couple times. I don't know, but I'm taking Marquette.
All right. Final part of the South region. Are we going Michigan State or Bryant? 215.
It pains me to say this, but I'm taking Michigan State. I don't think the death taxes Izzo and March thing kind of holds up anymore, but Jace Richardson, he's pretty good. He's also a lefty. He looks cool when he shoots because lefties always look better when they shoot. Shout out to you, Nick. But I'm taking Michigan State.
Did not know Jace Richardson was a lefty. I was about to just pick the upset for Bryant, but you know what? For my fellow left-hander out there, I'll take Michigan State.
There we go. Which region are we moving on next, or do we want to get all the way to the Final Four?
I was just about to ask that. You want to go to the Final Four first?
Or you know, let's do the rest of the bracket because, right. You know, I like the scope of the whole bracket before I start moving down.
All right, let's go to the East region. All right, we got Duke versus American or MSN, which I don't know what the fuck that is.
Who are you taking in the play-in game?
Give me MSN.
You know what? MSN. Shout out to MSN. Is it MSM? Okay, no. I'm taking the American then, because if it was MSN, I would have said shout out to that old search engine we always used to use.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, so take an American.
All right. And then between the winner of that and Duke, who you're taking?
Unfortunately, it goes against all my body to say this, but I'm taking Duke.
Yeah, I don't want to, but unfortunately I have to take Duke. Really don't want to, though.
Hey, maybe Cooper Flagg's out. Maybe they keep him out for another game because they think they are good enough to beat the 16 seed, and then we got one of the best upsets ever. But nice. I don't bet on it.
Konkanovel actually looks pretty good, and I hate to admit that. Or however the fuck you say his name.
Had no idea that guy was white until I watched the game, the first Duke game of the year. But that's probably not an admission I should make.
No, that's a great admission. We're leaving that in. All right, Mississippi State, Baylor, who you got?
Mississippi State, easiest pick of the goddamn tournament. Baylor is frauds always, except that one year, which I do not think exists. Mississippi State, easy.
All right, so I'm going to take Baylor. I think they're proven. They got an interesting freshman, VJ Edgecombe, which is doing pretty well for the Bahamas national team, and they also got Norchad Omier, who helped Miami on their Final Four run. So
I was going to say, I've heard that name before.
Yeah, that's where you heard it, was Miami's Final Four run.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'll take Baylor, even though I didn't know they were going to make a tournament, but fuck it. All right. Oregon versus Liberty. We got another 5-12. This time, I actually do think I'm going Liberty.
I'm going Liberty, too, because I've watched Oregon play. Oregon's not that good.
I don't think Oregon's that good.
I think they're way overseeded.
I definitely could. I definitely feel that, too. All right. Arizona Akron. You know what? Shout out,
can I ask a question?
I'm going Akron.
I know we don't know. I know you don't know a lot about Big Ten basketball. How the fuck is Oregon a higher seed than Illinois? But I guess we'll get to them later. I think they're a six seed, but
I don't remember where Illinois is. But
what was the
it was Arizona Akron. That's the 4-13.
I'm gonna ride with our boy Earlbeck to the other Alec. Only because I don't think Caleb Love has another insane tourney run in him.
He had one of those, and he should have went to the league. I will love him forever for that tourney run, but I don't know if
he's also not that good. He shoots like 34% from the field, not 34% from three, 34% from the field. He's not that good.
Yeah, they do have a couple interesting like freshmen, but again, it's freshmen.
Don't they have a really interesting freshman coming in next year? Or is that the year after?
I don't know. I feel like Arizona, they always have a bunch of talent.
I'm talking about my boy Bryce.
Bryce.
LeBron James' son.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's going there.
Yeah, is he next year or is he the year after?
I think it might be the year after.
I think it's 2 years away because I think if it was next year, Bron would play another year, but I think he's done after next year.
Yeah, he's going on the Coach K retirement tour.
Who knows? You know what? I will love it. And guess what? And unlike the Coach K thing, he's winning the whole goddamn thing. Shout out to you, Luca. Get your ass in shape.
All right. Now we got the Mormons and VCU, the 6-11.
It pains me to say this. I'm taking BYU.
Yeah, I feel like I'm also taking BYU.
If VCU still had Shaka like they did back in the day, I'd take them, but they don't. They have some nondescript white guy as their coach, and they're not that good. So I'm taking the Mormons.
Don't know who VCU. Okay, I know nothing about VCU, but I could see them upsetting BYU though. But I'll take BYU.
Have you watched BYU play a game this year?
A little bit.
Oh wow! I thought I was going to call you out for being a fraud, but you can call me out for being a fraud because there's no chance I watched them this year.
I can't say I watched a full BYU game, but I've watched like bits and pieces of them here.
Okay.
And
okay.
All right. 3-14, Wisconsin and Montana. Kind of surprised Wisconsin still got a 3 seed, but
hey, they almost won the Big Ten today. I think Wisconsin, again, kind of overseeded, but I guess where are you going to put all these teams? Wisconsin's good. I don't know anything about Montana. I'm taking Wisconsin. They can't all be upsets.
Same. I'll probably go Wisconsin. All right, St. Mary's and Vanderbilt, 7-10.
Who's the 7?
St. Mary's.
Who's Vanderbilt's coach? Is it Damon Stoudemire?
I do not know, but I will look that up.
I don't think it's Jerry Stackhouse anymore. I think he got fired.
Was Jerry Stackhouse the coach?
He was a coach of somebody.
All right. So Vanderbilt, let's see who their head coach is.
Damon Stoudemire is at Georgia Tech. Never mind. I don't know who Vanderbilt's is. Is it Bryce Drew?
No idea.
I think he used to be the coach. I don't know. Vanderbilt basketball, who was the coach? Sorry, guys. This is bad content. It's Mark Byington. I've never heard of that guy. I'm taking St. Mary's.
Yeah, Sam, I'm going St. Mary's. Vanderbilt's a trash university.
Hey, they beat Bama this year. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they beat Bama for football.
I hope they do it again this year if they play them.
That's funny. I still love that they fucking took the goalpost to the fucking river.
I love, like
2 miles away, though, too.
I love Diego Pavia. Shout out to him, one of the best college quarterbacks of all time. He code switched so hard in that interview that he forgot to code switch. Okay, next game.
All right, Alabama, Robert Morris.
I'm taking Robert Morris.
I'm taking Alabama. Nato's just too good of a coach. I know he'll probably fuck it up somewhere, but I don't think he'll fuck it up this early.
I want to say that I don't think this is actually a good pick, but I'm taking it anyway because I just remembered Robert Morris upset, I think, a terrible Kentucky team a long, long time ago. And, yeah, they're back in the tournament, so shout out to them.
Cal did have a lot of upsets.
I think this may be before Cal, too. I think it was the guy before Cal. I'm not sure. I just remember their coach. I don't know if he's still their coach. He's probably not because he's probably got a better job. But he was, like, on ESPN back in the primetime SportsCenter days when they had the little rundown on the side.
Yeah.
And they were making such a big deal about it because college basketball mattered and now it really doesn't. But Robert Morris for the win. Let's go. I have no idea what your mascot is. I would have said go, whatever your mascot is.
I feel like it's some sort of bird.
They probably all are, but is that the end of the region?
Yep, that is the end of the region.
All right.
Moving on to the West region. We got Florida and Norfolk State. I'm going Florida.
Florida's very fucking good. Yeah. I'm going Florida.
I did not realize how good they were until this SEC tournament, but they are extremely
By the way,
fucking
that game today against Tennessee, refs on both sides, dog shit, butthole, ass. All right? Stop making yourself the center of the game. I hope you're not in the tournament.
Bro, that is college to a T. But moving on, 8-9, UConn and Oklahoma. Who you got?
I think both of these teams are mid, having actually watched some of them both. UConn's winning this one, though.
Yeah, I got to go with Hurley. I got to trust that guy. All right, Memphis, Colorado State. We got the 5-12. I'm going with Colorado State. Shout out my boy, Alex.
I'm going with Memphis, the Tigers, the Fighting Penny Hardaways. Memphis wins.
And like Boise State was projected to make it, but that Colorado State win last night knocked them out. So
yeah, well, actually what knocked them out is that terrible UNC decision to put them in for no reason beyond the fact that they're UNC, but that's neither here nor there.
Shut the fuck up. UNC deserved their spot, even though they may fuck it up. It's not March without UNC. All right, now we got your boys in Maryland and Grand Canyon. 4-13.
I hate this matchup because I feel like Grand Canyon is going to win, but I got to ride with my boy Derek Queen. He's very good, guys. Even you said he was good yesterday.
Yeah.
Maryland's winning that game.
Sam, I want Maryland's as well. So,
also, see Grand Canyon. I guess if Wisconsin's the 3, Maryland should be the 4, so I don't have an issue with that one, but Maryland's pretty good. Also, on the TV right now, the women's bracket is getting revealed. Maryland women's basketball, also a 4 seed. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
All right.
And Norfolk State also made it for the women.
Wow.
Damn, shout out. All right, let's go 6-11, Missouri and Drake. I'm going Drake.
I feel like this is the most popular upset pick that it's not going to happen. I'm going with the Mizzou.
You going with the Tigers?
Yes, sir.
All right.
SEC basketball just means more now. And somehow Missouri's in the SEC, which I always forget.
Yeah, I always forget about that, too. All right, let's go Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington. I think I'm going Texas Tech.
I'm going Texas Tech, too. I don't think if Texas Tech still plays like they do and that Chris Beard was there and that other dude who coached them after Chris Beard had to resign because he's a terrible person and beat his wife. If they play the same way, gross. But I'm going Texas Tech.
All right. Then we got Arkansas and Kansas, the 7-10. Kansas is 7, Arkansas 10. I should have probably said that better.
What a fall for two legends of the game. This one, I saw a stat. I don't know if you know this. This is the fun fact you get that's on Twitter that everybody can see. But this is what you get coming to this podcast. This is the first time in Bill Self's Kansas career that he has been lower than a 4 seed. That's crazy. They've made the tournament like 21 straight years. That's also crazy.
Did not know that, but shout out to the UNC women for getting a 3 seed.
Yeah, but I'm going with John Calipari. I think he's got some He's got a little something on his sleeve. He feels like he's been disrespected. He knows the memes about the tournament. I'm going with Arkansas, the Hogs.
Yeah, Kansas sucks this year. Coach Cal, he can't fucking lose every year in the first round. So, right, my boy Cal. Shout out the, I don't know if the inventor, but the leader of the one and done era.
Yes, sir.
All right. Probably my favorite matchup of the tournament. We got the St. John's, or the Red Storm?
Have no idea.
St. John's versus UNO. Let's fucking go.
Let's go, Mavs. I'm going to pick the St. John, whatever the fucks, only because it's in Providence, Rhode Island, and there's going to be, that's very close to New York. It's a lot closer to New York than Omaha, Nebraska is. And I think UNO, if it was in the Midwest, or if it was even in like Lexington, Kentucky, like the Creighton game is, they have a chance because I don't think St. John's is that good. But I think St. John's, the crowd, the atmosphere kind of overwhelms them, and I think Patino gets a win.
You know what? I actually do think St. John's is good, unlike you. However,
are you picking with your heart or are you picking with your head?
Fuck it. It's just for fun. So let's go. Let's go Mavs.
Okay, let's go Mavs.
All right. Let's jump over to the Midwest. We got Houston, SIUE. I believe that is Southern Indiana University, Evansville.
Is this a matchup?
Yeah.
Houston. Oh, that's a 1-16. I thought it was like one of those split ones.
Oh, no. yeah, they're making Houston play their way in.
Yeah, let's go with Houston.
Yeah, I feel like Houston. They're good for a Sweet 16, and they're good to get bounced. So I'm going with Houston. All right, Gonzaga at number 8 and Georgia number 9.
Had no idea Georgia was good at basketball this year. I'm going with the Zags.
Yeah, Georgia was decent. I guess the SEC just happened to be really good. I'm just gonna assume that SEC test really put them to work, and you know what? I'll just say it. They take it over Gonzaga. So let's go Bulldogs. Shout out Carson Beck leaving his girlfriend, or his girlfriend leaving him.
Carson Beck, what a cheater.
Lita, Latina.
Don't cheat, Carson Beck. Just race your car.
All right. Clemson versus McNeese State. Shout out Will Wade if he's still there, which I believe he is.
Yes, he is. He won't be for long. He's in discussions for other jobs, and he will definitely get another job. See, here's the problem. I was going to pick McNeese State to get in a first-round upset versus anybody, but I actually think Clemson's pretty good. And I'm picking Clemson, despite not wanting to.
Using your logic from earlier, the ACC kind of sucks. I will go with McNeese State. Shout out Will Wade. Grandin Hubert probably got fired, but Will Wade's the counter we need.
There's no chance.
Bring the cheating back to North Carolina. There's no chance
they would hire him. I think they've got a. I think he's got a.
We got to cheat the right way.
I think he's got a show clause type thing where he can't be in the playoffs. Maybe it's already over. I don't know. But I think if he goes back to the power conference, he's got a show clause. That could be totally wrong. I don't know, guys. Look it up on Google. Don't trust me.
All right, just bringing up show clauses, even though we have no fucking idea. But let's go with it. All right, number 4 versus number 13, Purdue and High Point. I'm going with High Point, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm going with Purdue only because they can't all be upsets, but this is an upset worth happening because Purdue is Purdue and they're not
that
good. But I'm going with Purdue for a first one matchup.
All right, we got another play-in. Texas and Xavier, who you got? I think I'm going with Texas. Shout out their freshman, Trey Johnson, probably going to be a top 10 pick in the upcoming NBA draft.
Oh, Sean Miller, don't fail me again. I bet on your team so much when you were on. You were at Arizona and Xavier, too. Yeah.
Sean Miller, the reason why I hate Arizona, because they always disappointed.
I'm going with Xavier. Texas is not that good.
They are not good.
Yet another team that should not have made the tournament, but they have the SEC bias, and North Carolina has the name brand bias, but whatever.
SEC was the best conference.
I guess Xavier shouldn't have won the, got in the tournament either, but whatever. Big East, I think, is better than the... I was going to say Big 12, but I guess Texas is not in the Big 12 anymore, so... I'm going with Xavier anyway.
Yeah, I feel like the playing games are dumb in general, but...
Don't, by the way, little non-sequitur before we get to the next pick. don't fucking expand the tournament. There's already enough teams. If they can't make 68, they just don't deserve to be in the tournament.
Exactly. All right. Next we got, well, I guess winner of that would play Illinois. So do you got Xavier or do you got Illinois?
Illinois.
Yeah, I got Illinois. Then we got number 3 versus number 14, Kentucky and Troy.
The silence is me thinking hard about picking Troy.
Well, I will actually pick Kentucky because I think they're good.
I'm picking Kentucky.
Yeah, I feel like Kentucky, they just can't beat like the elite SEC teams, but I feel like they don't play down their competition. They just...
I feel like it's like Kentucky football in the SEC. Like, you put them in a bowl game versus some shit Big 12 team, they're going to beat them. But if you put them against Bama, they're going to lose by 50.
Yeah. All right, got two more left. Number 7, UCLA versus Utah State.
Had no idea UCLA, actually, because there was a lot of hype earlier in the season that Mick Cronin was done. But shout out to UCLA for riding the tracks. They did the opposite of Nebraska. I should not have brought them up again. They are frauds. But I think, I got to pick some upsets, I guess. Utah State's winning that game.
Yeah, I guess it'd be different. I don't really care either way. I'd probably go with UCLA. Finally, we got Tennessee and Wofford.
Tennessee is good. They're winning that game.
Yeah, Tennessee's fucking good. So I'm riding with the Volunteers.
All right, now we are on to the round of 32. Thought some good matchup. We thought we had some good matchups. Yeah, Thursday and Friday are going to be really fun. And guess what? So is Saturday and Sunday. Nick. Let's start it off.
All right. So I got Auburn, Louisville. I believe you have Auburn, Creighton. Who you got?
I have, shocker, Creighton is making the Sweet 16.
You know what? Creighton sucks. Auburn's good. They'll at least make the Sweet 16. We'll see week 2. All right. Then I got Michigan and Texas A&M. I believe you have Yale instead of Texas A&M.
I do, and I'm taking Michigan.
Yeah, I'm also taking Michigan as well. All right. I got UNC versus Iowa State. Who do you got?
I got SDSU versus...
Oh, wait, I got UNC. You have SDSU.
I got it.
Wait, do you have SDSU or do you have Ole Miss?
I'm taking Ole Miss.
You're taking Ole Miss?
Yeah.
All right, so you're taking Ole Miss over. So you're taking Ole Miss over SDSU, and then you're also taking Ole Miss over Iowa State.
I didn't pick Iowa State. I picked Lipscomb.
I'm taking
Ole Miss.
All right. Well, I have UNC and Iowa State, so I am taking Iowa State.
Wow, you won't get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, no, we suck. All right. They shouldn't be in the tournament. Versus Michigan State. Who you got?
I'm taking Michigan State.
Oh, I think you got New Mexico, though.
No. I picked Michigan State. Wait. I said I wanted to, but then...
Which pick, Marquette or New Mexico?
Oh, I picked Marquette.
Yeah, you picked Marquette. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're both in Marquette and Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm taking Michigan State. Shout out to the lefty.
Fuck. Oh, fuck it. I'll pick Marquette.
Any reasoning?
Cam Jones.
Shout out to Cam Jones. Shout out Shaka Smart. Now let's go to the other side of the bracket. Yeah. Which one's next?
Going back to the East region. All right, Duke Baylor. Who you got?
I'm taking Duke, unfortunately. Pains me to say it. Duke's good.
I'll say Cooper Flagg still out. Still recovering from that ankle sprain. Baylor with the upset.
Interesting.
All right. And then next, I have Liberty and Akron. Who do you have?
Well, I had Mississippi State playing somebody.
Oh, yeah, and Mississippi State beating Baylor.
Yeah.
So you have Duke over Mississippi State.
Oh, yep. I'm stupid. I didn't read the bracket right.
Okay.
Liberty Akron. Oof. Shout out to Alec. Yeah. Let's go Zips.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Zips. All right, and then I got BYU and Wisconsin. Wait, you chose Montana, didn't you?
No.
No, oh, wait, never mind. Okay.
I'm taking BYU. I don't think Wisconsin's that good, but shout out to John Tangier. Isn't he from, like, Nebraska?
No idea, but Wisconsin has surprised me a lot this year. I think they'll continue to surprise, so I'm going Wisconsin. And then finally to finish out the Sweet 6, or to make it to the Sweet 16 on this East region, we got St. Mary's in Alabama.
And I picked Robert Morris, but St. Mary's is going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm going Bama. Hopefully Grant Nelson comes back healthy, but I'm riding with Natives. All right, let's move down to the West region. We got I got Florida and UConn. I believe you have Oklahoma.
No, you are wrong on all accounts. Have you listened to anything I said this podcast? I pick UConn.
Yes, but I don't have your bracket in front of me, so it's hard to remember.
I am picking Florida to beat UConn.
Florida is fucking good.
There will be a new champion this year for the first time in 2 years. Didn't UConn go back-to-back?
Oh, yeah, UConn went back-to-back. Yeah, yeah.
I thought I was tripping for a minute.
Yeah, all right. I got Colorado State. I believe you chose Memphis.
Yes, sir.
Right this time. And you went with your boys in Maryland.
I did, and I'm going with Maryland again. Maryland's getting to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I know. Colorado State kind of pulled that tournament out of their ass. I don't know if they'll be able to keep it going against Maryland, but let's... That is usually... There's a couple... How many double... I got one double-digit seed. I'll go a second with Colorado State. All right. Next, I got Drake and Texas Tech. I believe you have Mizzou instead of Drake.
I do, and I'm picking Mizzou to get to the Sweet 16. SEC basketball, it just means more.
I guess Texas Tech is also in the SEC, so I'll just go the other
SEC. No, they're not. Texas Tech is Big 12.
Oh, Texas Tech. Oh, fuck.
Texas is SEC.
Texas A&M's.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember all these conferences. All right, I guess I'll actually have another double-digit seed going because I got Arkansas versus UNL. You're not fucking UNL. We're making the Sweet 16.
I have.
We're beating Coach Cal.
St. John's is getting to the Sweet 16. Somehow, Rick Pitino lives. He lasted longer in this tournament than he does anywhere else in his life. if you know, if you know.
You know, but... Yeah, we don't make Rick Pitino jokes.
I do. Dude's a vampire. Shout out Levitard Show.
All right, so Houston, Georgia, you got Gonzaga.
I'm picking the Zags. Houston's not that good. They never are.
They're always Sweet 16 worthy. Once you get past the Sweet 16, then that's when they kind of crumble. All right, I got McNeese State and High Point.
And I have Clemson, Purdue.
Yeah.
I'm taking Clemson.
Yep, shout out Will Wade. We're going McNeese State. All right. Or wait, McNeese?
McNeese. Shout out to Amir Abdullah. He saved Nebraska's asses back in the Pelini days by breaking off a long run, and otherwise they would have lost to McNeese State. That was like the beginning of the decline, for sure.
Shout out to Nebraska always losing to some opponent.
They didn't lose.
No, they always lose or come very close to losing to some opponent that they shouldn't.
Shout out to Amir Abdullah. Somehow still in the league. I don't know if he's signed yet, but he's still in the league.
Yeah, I was not trying to bring up football, but...
Sorry. Everything revolves around Nebraska. We live here.
I could care
You pick UNO to get to the Sweet 16. Shut up.
Yeah. You just grab those losers at fucking Lincoln.
Oh, fucking frauds on the basketball team. Men's basketball. I don't know. The women probably are in the tournament. I don't know if they are or not, but whatever. Next game.
Yeah, you're going... You picked Troy over Kentucky, dude.
No, I ended up picking Kentucky even though I wanted to pick Troy.
Okay, so you want to pick Troy, I will pick...
Oh, guess what? Louisville, Nebraska, 7-10 matchup, women's tournament. Shout out to Nebraska. Yeah, once again, the women are pulling... Once again, the ladies are pulling their weight, and the men just continue to do nothing.
It is a women's sports school. I will fully admit that and celebrate that, because the men's teams suck at everything, pretty much. But aside from that...
Okay, I'm going to get back on track here. I'm going with Illinois.
Yeah.
They're getting to the Sweet 16.
I kind of like Kentucky's team. Oh, fuck it. I'm going Kentucky. All right. Then finally, you got Utah State.
I do.
And I got Tennessee. Oh, yeah. So you got Utah State, Tennessee. Then I have UCLA, Tennessee. And Tennessee.
I'm doing Tennessee as well. Go Vols.
I got a lot of SEC teams. All right. Bumping back up to the South. Auburn, Michigan. Who you got? Or wait.
I picked Creighton. By the way, Creighton, they may be pussies versus St. John's. Probably shouldn't have said that on the podcast, but they are. They're beating Michigan. Michigan's not that good. Cockburner has it, that matchup against the FAU big guy who transferred to Michigan. Creighton is getting to the Elite Eight.
All right. Creighton in the Elite Eight, and is it back-to-back years, or was that 2 years ago where they made the Elite Eight?
I think they made the Elite Eight last year. I think they almost won, too.
Yeah.
It was against Tennessee.
All right. I got Auburn. All right. And my next matchup is Iowa State Marquette.
Mine is Ole Miss Michigan State. Nick, go first.
I guess I'll just go with Iowa State. No special reasoning, because I cannot even really tell you an Iowa State player, but they're having a good season.
I'm going with Michigan State. I said at the beginning, I think the myth of death taxes Ijoan Marsh is dead, but guess what? He's making the Elite Eight this year.
All right. Then jumping over to the East again. I got Baylor and Akron. At this point, the Zips die. We're going with Baylor. Shout out Scott Drew.
That is the dumbest thing you've ever. That's the dumbest thing you've ever said in your life.
I don't believe it, but that's how my bracket has.
I've got Duke and Akron. I'm sorry, Alec.
Yeah, I figured.
But Duke. I've got to move Duke along.
All right. Next, I got Wisconsin, Alabama. I am going with Bama.
I've got BYU, St. Mary's.
All right.
I hate this game. I'm going with the Mormons.
Shout out the Mormons and shout out Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Actually, shout out Jimmer for that.
Not really, but
legend.
Okay.
BYU legend.
Meh.
What, you rapping the fucking MILF Slayer Zach Wilson?
Yeah.
All right. So I got Florida, Colorado State. I believe you have Florida, Maryland.
Yes. It pains me to say this.
I'm going Florida.
I want to go with you, Derek Queen, but I can't. Florida's really fucking good. I know. It's Florida's winning that game.
Florida's too fucking good. All right, next I got Texas Tech and Omaha. The ride was good while it lasted, but her ride with the Red Raiders.
Honestly, I think they'd win that game if they actually got to that game. but I have Mizzou St. John's, and I cannot believe I'm doing this. I said at the beginning of the podcast, I don't think St. John's is good, but St. John's, they're going to the Elite Eight.
I do believe St. John's is good, but... final Sweet 16. Houston McNeese State. Houston makes it to the Elite Eight.
Aren't we already at the Elite Eight? Oh, no, we were on the Sweet 16. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, this is to... We're doing our matchups to get to the Elite Eight. So... Wait, you had Georgia getting, or no, not Georgia, you had Houston getting upset by Gonzaga?
Yes.
All right, and then you also had Clemson, I believe.
Yes. I'm picking Clemson.
All right, Clemson. All right, then let's see.
I also have, in that side of the bracket, I have Illinois, Tennessee.
My final matchup, I got Kentucky versus Tennessee. Think you got Illinois, Tennessee?
I got Illinois. I got Tennessee. I'm picking
Tennessee. They're fucking good. They're so fucking good.
I wish I knew if Illinois had a big guy. I'm taking Tennessee.
All right. Let's go to our Elite Eight matchups. All right. Auburn, Iowa State. Who do you got? Well, I got... Oh, fuck. I'm lost. I don't know who you have at this point.
I have Creighton. Michigan State.
Oh, you're really around this Creighton bandwagon.
Cannot believe I'm doing this. I talked shit on Creighton all day yesterday. I'm going with Creighton.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. He's drinking the Kool-Aid. Okay. I got Auburn, Iowa State. I'm going Auburn. All right. For the East region, I got Baylor and Bama. I am going with Alabama because Nato's is good. And, yeah.
I've got Duke, BYU. Give me the Mormons. Making a run.
Oh, God.
Fuck you, Cooper Flag. And fuck you, Blue Devils.
I feel like if they get that far, Cooper Flag will be back and just dominating. All right, so next we got, well, at least for me, Florida, Texas Tech. I'm going Florida. Again, they're too fucking good. I did not realize how good they were this season, but I definitely think that they can win it. They're on a mission. Who you got?
I've got Florida St. John's.
All right.
And again, I'm going to contradict myself.
You're going St. John's?
I think St. John's is bad. I think Florida's really, really good. It's fucking March. Upsets happen. Give me a Patino.
Ooh, got Patino in a Final Four. Let's go. All right. Okay, besides the UNO bias, and if they weren't in the bracket Florida, I probably would have picked St. John's in the Final Four. All right, but my final Elite Eight matchup is Houston and Tennessee. I'm going with Tennessee. Yeah, there's no way Houston makes it to the Final Four.
I'm going with, I have Clemson, Tennessee. Give me Tennessee. Go Vols.
All right. All right, so who's your Final Four?
My Final Four is somehow two Big East teams, an SEC team, and BYU's in the Big 12, so Big 12 team.
Holy fuck, my Final Four is all SEC teams. I just realized that.
Okay. Who are you? Who's your Final Four? You go first and get to the final game.
I got Auburn, Florida, the 2-1s. I got Alabama, Tennessee, 2-2s. I don't really like how this turned out, but... So, for my first matchup, I'm going with Florida over getting the upset, then... Ooh, Alabama or Tennessee? You know what? I'm going Bama.
I have BYU, St. John's. The Mormons' luck runs out. Patino, championship game. Just like he never left. St. John's is going to the finals.
All right, and then who else do you have?
I have Creighton, Tennessee, to get to the final game. Just like last year, Tennessee beats Creighton in a heartbreaker. Tennessee, St. John's is my last game.
All right, so I got... So, championship game, I got Florida and Bama. I did not realize the Final Four is in San Antonio, but... You know what? I'm going Florida. They're winning the championship this year. I don't know. I feel it. Who you got in winning it?
Rick Barnes versus Rick Pitino. Two Ricks. One coach I really don't trust.
I guess that's Rick Barnes.
One coach who is probably a vampire.
I'm assuming that's Rick Pitino.
That is Rick Pitino.
All right. Who are you going with?
This is a very, very, very dumb pick. Rick Pitino is your 2024-2025 national championship head coach.
I definitely can see St. John's winning. Like, St. John's is a pretty good team.
And guess what that means if they do? UNO lost to the championship team. Well, so at least they have some pride to go off of.
Yeah, if we had to lose someone, might as well be the championship team.
Now, I don't think any of this bracket is right. Probably 5% of it's right.
I thought you got that perfect bracket.
After doing this exercise, I don't think this year is the year. I think next year is going to be the year. But, Nick, any idea what our bet will be for the game? Or for the bracket?
Wait, are we just doing it by, like, most points?
Yeah.
Every
game's a point. We're not doing the stupid. Well, I guess if we both do it on ESPN, we can do that. But yeah, we have to do the exact same one. But that's fine, I guess. I guess we can do something embarrassing on the podcast. I don't know what it's going to be, but shit, maybe Nick can make a rap about why he likes Drake so much.
Loser has to chug a seltzer on pod.
Oh, I can't chug shit, but you know what? Fine.
All right, perfect.
All right, well, this is March. We will. Oh, we got to take the shot first.
Because
that's the thing. Why Nick thinks of a shot, because I'm going to need time to think too. I'm going to give Nick about time. I'm going to do a little rant real quick. What am I going to rant about today, though? Oh, you know what I'm going to rant about? Okay. Actually, this is going to be my take the shot, so I'll go first and you can think of yours.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my shot. At some point in the next 2 years, there's going to be enough stupid fucking car accidents because of these stupid bright lights in these cars. That we're going to outlaw those stupid bright lights. Get them out of here. They're too damn bright. Why do you need those? You can't drive at night anymore. It's dangerous. I feel like a boomer saying this, okay? But it's true. You don't need those stupid bright lights. You're not cool because you do it. What's the point of it? So you can see better? Well, guess what, motherfucker? No one else on the road can. All because of you. Don't be selfish. This world needs to be a little bit more empathetic, and that starts with getting some normal colored lights in your cars. Okay, guys? That's my PSA. That's my shot. 2 years from now, those things are going to be illegal. Nick, you're up.
So, quick soliloquy is not the word. Or I guess quick sidebar on that. First, when you started off with driving, I definitely thought you were going with the University of Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Georgia doesn't really matter. Bro, they got some lead-ass feet in Georgia. They have their foot taped down to the gas pedal.
All right. So, since you did not go with the University of Georgia, I will not either. So, I suppose my take the shot... I really wish I wanted to go with UNL. That was kind of what I was planning on, but... Since I did it in the bracket, I really don't want to do that. But for my shot, I will say I need a good one.
I will fill again as he does this. Yeah. I'm going to tell you guys, you better think quick because I got like 30 seconds of fill in me. We will be back. We're going to record on Wednesday. We're going to drop something on Thursday. Thursday, we're going to be busy watching these tournament games, so we won't record on Thursday. Typically, our schedule is to record on Thursday, drop on Friday, record on Sunday, drop on Monday. Guess what, guys? You get a day earlier. You get a day early. We're going to talk on Wednesday about what a bunch of degens we are because we're probably going to drive to Council Bluffs before we do the pod. Maybe I'm just saying this right now. Maybe we won't. Who knows? We're also going to talk about the upcoming, or actually done, MLB opening day in Tokyo, Japan, because that is happening on Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh. Cubs versus Dodgers. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about just getting ready for the tournament. The first four games will probably be done, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know when the games are. And then we'll talk about any other thing we make. We may actually have a little talk about something outside of sports because there's not much going on this week except for March Madness. And, of course, on Wednesday, they won't have happened yet. Oh, the NBA still exists. I forgot about that. We'll talk about how stupid the Suns are. Nick, take your shot. That's enough, Phil.
All right. Yeah, all right. I got my take the shot. So, with my shot... Okay, just a quick sidebar about the NBA.
Maybe, oh, God. Maybe just take your shot. All right.
Fuck, I will take my shot. Okay, so my shot, I will say that Shohei will win back-to-back MVPs and people will care about baseball again. Probably not.
But. Well, the second part you really went on a... that's an actual shot. The first part, really, you really went on a limb there, Nick. Really, the best player in the league wins another MVP. Crazy stuff. He also pitches and hits. Wow, he's got kind of a bigger advantage than anybody else in the league.
Well, sure, he plays
two positions.
Yeah.
Also, did you see that he hit Shohei will hit
69 home runs on the dot this year.
Nice. Did you see this though? They're playing, the Cubs and Dodgers have both played exhibitions against Japan teams because they're over there.
Yeah.
And they have to warm up a little bit. And Shohei hit a home run in one of these games, and all I'm gonna say is that bless you, first of all, Nick. All I'm going to say is if he was on the Angels still, he would have gone 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. He would not have hit that home run in that exhibition game to please the crowd.
I'm telling you, Mike Trout needs to leave the Angels, but I guess his back's fucked and they're paying him.
Well, we'll talk about that on Wednesday when we talk a little bit more about baseball. Nick, that's a good shot. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I guess maybe just my quick NBA soliloquy. Maybe I'll talk more about Bill Simmons and Kirk Goldsberry. Kirk Goldsberry was doing a study with his students at the University of Texas Austin, UT, for those who don't know. They were doing a study about how to fix the NBA season, and they were saying to push it 6 weeks back. Agreed with a lot of what they had to say. I guess one thing I didn't agree with was Bill Simmons was just saying that they should get rid of the NBA All-Star game, because if they push it back 6 weeks, All-Star would kind of run into March Madness. I am going to rework that schedule and then find out how I like All-Star weekend to be, because that is too big of a moneymaker for the NBA, and there is zero chance that they are getting rid of that. But, yeah, that was my take the shot and my little NBA soliloquy, which I will probably touch more on Wednesday. I guess pod releasing Thursday, though. You got anything else?
If you guys don't know, Nick is the oldest person in the world who still absolutely loves NBA All-Star Weekend. Not for the event, but for the game themselves, the games themselves,
it's
and the competition.
It's a celebration.
But we will talk about that on Wednesday, like he said. And you guys will hear it in your ears on Thursday. We will see you soon. Please like, subscribe, and review. Hey, Samuel, if you're listening, leave a comment. Thank you.
A quick sidebar.
Oh, my God. How many sidebars
are that article that I am releasing? It will release tomorrow for sure.
Cool.
All right, so yeah.
A little reading for your Monday.
Yeah, so follow the Substack, Take a Shot Pod, and I will also probably, since I'm a little bit behind, I might write another one, probably releasing Wednesday or Thursday. We'll see how I'm feeling.
And but like I told you guys, I'm like Dan Le Batard. I only come out of writing retirement every once in a while. When something grinds my gears or...
when he feels motivated... to write something, which
I can't say the other thing I was going to say. I'll tell Nick after the podcast.
I feel like I know where you're going with that, and I don't want to get canceled yet.
Okay, well, we will see you on Wednesday. You will hear it on Thursday. Nick, this is fun. This has been fun. My bracket's better than yours. Okay, end the podcast.
All right, peace.